I am Claudio Mario Betti, and I am the director of the Australian Catholic University Rome campus in Rome.
Tell me a bit about this special Jubilee for Culture, this particular week we've had, and the focus on being artisans of hope.
We were a bit sorry because we were not able to meet the Pope, but of course he is sick. However, I think it's a crucial element in the overall experience of the Jubilee to be able to celebrate the Jubilee of Culture. It was quite an impressive moment, and the liturgy yesterday was very important, and the homily that the Pope gave is a crucial moment in understanding the role of culture within the Catholic Church today.
What do you think is particularly relevant and important when we're looking at culture and we're celebrating it, with the Jubilee being the occasion for that, even from your own work and your own experience?
Extremely important. I think that we need to understand that culture is at the root of transmission of the Catholic faith. It is crucial for us to understand how we can transmit the faith that we are living. And culture is the way through which we transmit the faith we are living. We need to redefine what culture is, and we need to do it without fear of facing a world that is rapidly changing. We need to understand that the world, and that's part of what the Pope said yesterday, the world needs creators of culture. And he needs creator of culture. And the Pope said creator of culture, but it was Catholic culture probably, but also creator of cultures. We are living in a world that is deculturized. I'm not sure that I'm using the right word. And that means that people think that they are the beginning of history and the end of history. And this is exactly what the church cannot be. The church lives within history and can only exist within history. And that's why I think that the culture needs to be the brick on which we build our presence in the world.
How do you think we can do that today, as you were mentioning, in this very turbulent time where culture is almost disappearing, and we talk about AI, and we talk about polarization in society and inability to perhaps dialogue and listen to one another? How do we keep culture alive in today's day and age?
Well, first of all, I think we need to reflect on what is happening in our world. I don't think we have all the elements to understand the world in which we are living at its full. I am the director of a campus here, and I meet 2,000 students every year. They're young people. And I find that this problem of culture is a problem that hits hard on young generation. It all takes away from this young generation the ability to react to the world, in the sense that it takes away the weapons that they could have in order to face the difficulties of the world. It leaves them scared because they have no history. They have no past. And of course, people who have no past cannot have future. I think that this is something that we need to understand. As Catholics, we need to understand that we need to rebuild culture that knows where we are coming from, but at the same time has no fear to where we are going. And this is, I think, crucial in today's understanding of our faith.
And lastly, in terms of being artisans of hope, that was the theme. It's obviously the theme of the Jubilee as well, hope. Do you see hope in this area of trying to keep culture alive, apart from promote it, strengthen it, and rebuild it?
The real problem today is that we may be tempted to become pessimists. In front of the difficulties we are facing, as Catholics, but as ordinary people as well, but think about it as a person within the Catholic Church, we see so much happening and so difficult to understand, so tragic. Think about wars. Think about the growth of poverty. Think about the growth of injustice and conflicts of all kinds. I think that we have the temptation of becoming pessimists. But pessimism becomes atheism, because we, at the end, we end up thinking that nothing can be done. I think that the Jubilee of Hope is a moment in which we are told that pessimism and that nothing is forever. and that pessimism is not a good counsel. And we are told that hope does not disappoint. And this is the main message of this Jubilee. And let's begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Let me go ahead on this. There used to be a theologian, a very important theologian, who died in Russia, in the Soviet Union. He was killed by the Soviets. Pavel Florensky used to say, we're living in a time like in a rapid of history, that we cannot navigate this rapid of history without optimism and hope for the future. We cannot navigate that unless if we try to navigate it with the stubbornness of our pessimism, our boat will be submerged. We need to understand that behind the rapids of history that we are facing and every generation faces, I think that we're facing one which is rather hard and heavy today. We need to be able to see a quiet river that leads us to a different future.
Would you like to add anything?
The point on the meeting of yesterday was, the world needs the creators of culture. I think that any one of us can be a creator of culture. I think that we need to try to understand what creation of culture means. It does not mean that we all have to be artists or painters or whatever, but we need to recreate a culture of the we. I think that this is the most important thing that this Jubilee tells us, that the church is a we, and it's not agglomeration of many eyes. So I think that this is the main message that the Pope sends. We need to go back and to rebuild the we after having drowned in a world of I. So I think that this is the main issue that we are facing today.